Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local on KNX 1070 News Radio.
This is Southern California's only 24-hour local news and traffic station, KNX 1070 News Radio. Good morning, I'm Chris Seaton. It is our top local story. The Centers for Disease Control says it's working as fast as it can to get coronavirus testing kits to California, but today's update had very few specifics.
So far, the United States has done barely 500 tests on people suspected of coronavirus infection. The Centers for Disease Control says that is about to change.
CDC has manufactured brand new test kits that are specific to the novel coronavirus. There is a great need for test manufacturers to rapidly make testing available in hospitals and at the bedside.
That's the CDC's Dr. Nancy Messonnier. When asked why other countries are way ahead of the U.S. on testing for this virus, she could not say exactly, but does say test kits exist or are being made, but says another agency is now overseeing delivery.
This is part of a huge effort within the U.S. government led by HHS.
The CDC did confirm virus testing kits are coming to California. They just could not say how many or when. Craig Figner, KNX 1070 News Radio.
Right now, Los Angeles County has only one kit. Los Angeles County Supervisor Janice Hahn tells KNX that slows down the response.
We can test, but we do have to send our results to, as far as I know, to Atlanta and wait for the results. Having your own testing kits means we can begin testing people as soon as we need to and turn the results around quickly.
Governor Newsom revealed that the state is keeping an eye on more than 8,000 people who could have the bug, but only has 200 total testing kits right now. California's senior senator Dianne Feinstein has written to the White House asking for more test kits. Growing concerns about the coronavirus spreading in Japan have led United Airlines to announce it's suspending all of its flights between LAX and Tokyo's Narita International Airport starting on March 8th and extending until at least April 24th. It'll also halt flights connecting in Narita Airport with Houston and Chicago. But for now, at least, United will continue to service between its service between San Francisco and Tokyo's smaller Haneda Airport. The airline has already stopped its flights between the U.S. and China and said today it'll extend that cutoff until at least the end of April. An investigation is now underway into the large crane collapse at SoFi Stadium. Happened this morning in the parking lot. Booms of two cranes collided. As a result of that, one of those cranes completely toppled to the ground. Luckily, no one was hurt. Los Angeles County Fire Inspector Sean Ferguson telling KNX that officials are on hand to keep people safe.
We do have our urban search and rescue team out, and they really are specialists when it comes to structural integrity issues. So they're going to be working with the construction folks here to ensure a safe working environment as we move forward through the day.
Now, officials from Cal OSHA are also at the accident site investigating. SoFi Stadium is the new home, of course, of the Chargers and the Rams, and is slated to open its doors this summer. A lawyer representing more than 200 women who say they were abused by former USC gynecologist George Tyndall reacting this morning to the scathing report coming from the feds that blasted the university's handling of the scandal. John Manley telling KNX USC is guilty of a criminal conspiracy and is still trying to cover up the details of the abuse.
What they don't realize, this is an existential threat not only to the university's reputation, but to its existence. And they need to stop, and they need to support these women, admit what they did was wrong, make it right, change the policies, and cooperate with a federal grand jury that we hope will be impaneled to investigate this.
The Education Secretary, Betsy DeVos, says the university is the worst of the worst when it comes to breaching federal rules on preventing abuse on campus. The new USC president, Carol Fold, says the university is confronting its past and putting new procedures in place. A woman scam targeting Girl Scouts in Redondo Beach has a lot of people upset.
While some say it's unforgivable, one Scout leader says, sadly, it's not uncommon. People trying to cheat Girl Scouts. In Redondo Beach recently at a local Vaughn, some Girl Scouts were working their magic, pitching Thin Mints and Samoas, when a woman walked up with a dog. She bought a handful of boxes and paid with a $100 bill, then came back later and bought more with another $100. The bills turned out to be counterfeit. The girls lost the cookies and the change they gave the woman, and now they're responsible for the lost money. Their families are planning a fundraiser to cover the costs, and cops are trying to find the woman. Vicki Moore, KNX 1070 News Radio.
An active shooter drill that was set for today at San Marino High School has been called off because of fears that some students might be traumatized by the planned firing of blank bullet rounds on campus. As part of the drill, police officers were supposed to fire about 15 blanks into the ground, so the kids could get familiar with the sound of gunfire. School officials dropped the whole exercise after the ACLU complained that it could be too upsetting to many students. The nation's two largest teachers' unions recently called for such drills to be revised or canceled altogether.
The KNX All Local is updated multiple times a day. But for the latest news and traffic, listen live to KNX anytime on Alexa by saying, "Alexa, play KNX 1070. You can also listen at KNX1070.com, radio.com, and KNX 1070 AM, news radio.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.